Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What it do, baby? How y'all doing? It's Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I am Jason McIntyre. He is Rob Parker. We are in for Dan Patrick and company. It is Friday, November 26th. I hope everybody had a phenomenal, not just a great, not just an outstanding, I'm talking a phenomenal Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful for you guys for tuning in here to the show, for listening to my podcast, for my health, my family, my faith, and also that we have a lot of sports to gamble on all weekend. Rob, usually we get our Christmas tree today, the day after Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do it today. I'm not going to talk about why. We got some other stuff cooking.
Right.
But I love picking up the Christmas tree. I love the smell of the Christmas tree.
And your kids
house.
Are young. How old are they?
I got 8 and 10. You know, I coach them in sports a lot. And
so they're into Christmas that age. They can't wait, right?
Yeah, I don't know who all is listening, so we should not really talk about Santa. And
No, not at all.
But I do want to say, yeah, I'm very excited for the month of December is really good. I maintain, Rob, that March and November are the two greatest months for sports. Obviously, I'm a big March Madness geek. If you follow me on social media, you know I gamble on college basketball all the time. And I love November because college football ramps up. We got the huge Ohio State-Michigan game this weekend. Your guy, Jim Harbaugh, another successful season, but Rob wants to dump on him. We'll do that a little bit later.
Successful?
What? Yeah. I mean,
Michigan has won mythical national championship since the Louisiana Purchase, yeah. And you're talking about
I love how
he
like
had a successful
nine,
season.
A 9 or 10 win season is not
doesn't
successful.
Mean anything because they can't beat their rivals.
They build statues,
no, they pull
for
those statues
you around the
down.
Country at like 98% of
no,
schools
they
if
don't.
You win 9 or 10 games.
No, they don't.
Maybe we'll talk about the Cincinnati Bearcats getting into the playoff. I think we're going to talk about the Warriors and Steph Curry, but gosh, Steph Curry is fun to watch. He is right now the greatest show in sports. That's undeniable.
Yeah. Well, he's playing the Washington Generals every night. So
15-2, baby.
He also leads the league in buckets of confetti after he makes a three-pointer.
How do we have it that Rob Parker loves to dump on all the things that are good and right about American sports? LeBron James, the GOAT, one of the greatest stories in basketball. Steph Curry, I mean, he wants to bag on the Dallas Cowboys. Let me guess. We got Matt Stafford and the Rams in a huge game, colossal game with Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Sunday. It is probably the marquee game of Sunday. It is the Rams have lost two straight after the 7-1 start when Matt Stafford was talked about as a potential MVP candidate.
Is he still your MVP?
I think he's in the discussion. Nobody's won or lost the MVP in Week 11 in the history of football, so I'm not going to overreact. But Matt Stafford has not been very good the last two games. He's dealing with a bit of a bum wheel, the ankle.
Oh, here we go.
They got Odell Beckham, who we know is toxic. I mean, goodness gracious, Odell Beckham, he's been a disaster since the catch. Rob, I'm going to give you the floor here to go and go after Matt Stafford, who is, you know, former number one pick, has yet to win a playoff game, but he's put up outstanding numbers throughout his career. He's
yeah, that's very, why he has a nickname in Detroit as Stat Padford, because a lot of those numbers
here we go.
Have, I'm just being honest with you, a lot of those numbers came after the Lions were down 21-0 and defenses relaxed. I'm just trying to tell you the history of Matthew Stafford is that he doesn't beat the good teams, the teams over 500. He has some crazy record, and don't quote me, but it's something like 9-69 against teams that finish over 500. And that's ultimately what, if you're a Rams fan, you have to be worried about, because you talked about, go look at their wins this year. And other than beating Tampa Bay, which was a great win for the Rams, it has gone the other way against some of the better teams. When they lost to the Titans at home with no Derrick Henry, that was an eye-opener. And Stafford had two picks in that game. He's had four picks in the last two games and five turnovers. And that has come against the better competition. They've lost three of the four games when it comes to the better competition, the better teams in the NFL. They lost to Arizona at home. So you start to look at these games. They went up to San Francisco on back-to-back passes. He had the interceptions, turned the game around. And that's what's scary. That's why I think this is a big test to see them go on the road, the Rams. Remember, the Rams lost to the Packers last year on the road in the playoffs. So if Matthew Stafford has another bad game on the road against a good team, you got to start to wonder and worry if this guy can get it. This is a guy, you're right, Jason, the number one overall pick, who's 0-3 in the playoffs and has never won a division. And you start to wonder, can he get it done? Is he really the upgrade? People, when they traded for Matthew Stafford,
is he really the upgrade over Jared Goff? Did you say that?
Yeah, Jared Goff got to the Super Bowl. Yes, Jared Goff is an All-Pro. Yes, yes. Matthew Stafford hasn't been to a Super Bowl. Go look at Jared Goff's numbers those years. And the numbers between the Super Bowl year and now, there ain't no big upgrade over from Matthew Stafford. Jared Goff was doing the same exact thing. So my point is, the only difference is Jared Goff won some big games in big spots, and Matthew hasn't done that yet. That doesn't mean he can't do it, but this crowning of him and calling him the Messiah has been ridiculous.
Okay. For the love of Trent Dilfer, Jared Goff did not get to a Super Bowl. Jared Goff has never won a game in his career without McVay. Never, Rob. Look it up. It's the most amazing stat ever. Jared Goff has zero wins in his NFL career without McVay. Zero before McVay got there, and zero
he
in
only
Detroit.
Had
that
two
is a fact.
In LA.
Do
stop
not say
it.
Jared
Would
Goff got
that?
To a Super Bowl.
Stop.
Matt Stafford is on trash teams in Detroit. a dumpster fire of a franchise.
He's 0-3 in the playoffs. That means that three times he went to the playoffs. Hold on.
Was he favored in any of those playoff games? Yes or no? Was he favored? Was he favored in any of those playoff games?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He was the first overall pick. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
That's why they have upsets in sports, Jason. Stop giving people excuses.
Okay, fine. Time out. Time out.
Wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. If he would have won a game, even that Cowboys playoff game, they go back. The Lions had a number 5 defense that year in 2014.
Underdogs on the road.
Okay? It doesn't matter.
Okay.
They had Matthew Stafford got the ball back with 2 minutes to go, 2.5 minutes to go, and 2 timeouts with a chance to march the Lions down the field and beat the Cowboys in Dallas. And you know what happened? It was 4 and out. Don't give me an excuse. So, they had another chance to win the division over the Green Bay Packers in the last week of the season. And you know what? They lost.
I'm not going to
relitigate. So don't act like he didn't have any chances. Game.
Okay, you want to bag on Stafford this year. They haven't beaten anybody. Give me a team in the NFL that you think is good right now. Give me one team. Go ahead.
Green Bay Packers.
Okay, here's the Green Bay Packers. These are the teams that they have beat this year. The 8-3 Packers. They beat the Lions, who are winless. They beat the Niners in week 3. Are the Niners good? I don't know. I don't think they were good in week 3.
What are you talking about? They just beat the Rams, and you want to talk about – hold on.
They're a 500 team. How are they good? You don't want to give Stafford any credit for beating Tampa, but you want to give them credit for beating the Niners?
In week 3, when they came back on the road with 37 seconds left to win the game, what was the 49ers' record in week 3? Come on, Jason.
Fine. Then you got to give Stafford the credit for the win over Tampa, okay, in week 3. So let's keep going for the Packers' great wins. They beat the Steelers, who are garbage. They beat the Bengals, not good. They beat the Bears, stink. Washington stinks. Arizona, I'll give you that. Their other win was against Seattle, which is 3-7. So who have the Packers beat? Like, Rob, this whole argument, like, who has Stafford
beaten? They beat 7-0 Arizona in the desert.
Yes, that's a good win. I gave you that. That's a good win.
But you can't. No, all right, but that's a really good win against a really good team.
They have one good win. Okay, what about
this? They don't have one good win. Stop it.
They beat the Arizona. They beat them. That's impressive. Arizona, by the way, has, like, the 5th best Super Bowl odds, despite being the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, but you can't give me other than Tampa Bay early on.
Great.
Of
so
late.
But that's the point. Green Bay has one more win than Matt Stafford and the Rams. That's
Stafford,
it. One
Stafford's trending downward, though, is
he
the point.
He had 2 bad games in a row. Yes, he's on a bum wheel. I get that. I'm not making excuses for Stafford. This is the reality. Quarterback wins. Nobody wins a game if you're a quarterback, okay? Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are GOAT status. They are the only two who you can say they won the game. You can't pin it all on Matt Stafford. His time in Detroit, Rob, it's unfair. You know for a fact those teams were trash.
I watched him. I covered Matthew Stafford. The difference is your view of him is watching highlights.
My view of him is the stats. Say Matt Stafford has always been a top 12 quarterback in the NFL.
No.
I don't watch highlights. I watch stats.
You've watched highlights and you've watched numbers, and they're fake numbers. That's why his nickname is Stat Patford in Detroit. Ask anybody from Detroit who actually watched the games and watched that they never beat anybody. Mm-hmm. And that's the issue when it comes with Stafford. All I'm saying, Jason, is this year he's got to prove that.
Okay.
And if they don't get to the Super Bowl, will that have been a flop or fail for the Rams? I'm
Super
asking
Bowl
you,
or
yes or no?
I predicted they would get to the Super Bowl. I don't think
if they don't get there.
But Rob, it's not a failure for Matt Stafford. Trust the numbers.
Yes, it is. They just gave up there.
Football Outsiders is universally accepted as the most important stats in the league. They break down every play. They don't give you the counting stats of touchdowns and interceptions, okay? The top passers in the league this year, number one, Tom Brady, almost across the board. Number two, Kirk Cousins, who has the best touchdown to interception ratio. I know you love that stat. The number three quarterback, according to Football Outsiders, in almost every metric they have, is Matt Stafford, ahead of the beloved Aaron Rodgers, ahead of the beloved Dak Prescott, ahead of Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert.
Dude, you're not buying into that. He padded his stats against bad teams. The numbers against the good teams are not good. Jason, when you get to the playoffs, Are you playing Atlanta and the Giants and the Jets? No, you guess who you're playing? You're playing the best of the best. Give me his numbers in the four best teams that they've played against, and they're not good.
Okay, so Tampa,
those are the games
the
you
got to
worry
played, right?
about if you're the Rams, not the other games.
So
stop
Tampa
it.
Is the best team they played. We had a guest on first hour who said Tampa or Green Bay is one of the best teams in the league. Here's what Stafford did against the mighty Tampa Bay Bucks, the defending Super Bowl champs.
That was week three. Stop it.
So we're tossing out week three when he was 27 of 38 for 343 yards.
Is he trending up or down,
Jason? It's not trending anywhere. He did not have two good games.
He's got five turnovers in the last two games.
He did not have two good games against the Titans, yes, and against the Niners. No doubt about that. Is anybody perfect? Has anybody been flawless throughout the season?
It's not about being flawless. It's about being realistic. And you know that if it was reversed and Stafford had that game against Tampa last week, people would be talking about him in a MVP category. Let's not fudge the numbers. He's trending down.
And here's another bad game.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. One question.
So Mac Jones must be the MVP
if he plays,
he's trending up, right?
If he plays poorly against Green Bay and throws two picks, then you can worry.
But Rob, both things can be true. Matt Stafford has had a phenomenal, outstanding, amazing season where all his numbers are great. But yes, he has had two subpar games in a row with pick sixes that really badly hurt the LA Rams. Are both those things true?
I just...
Yes or no, Rob? Are both those things true? He's had a great season, and he's had two struggling games in a row where he's been below 500.
Yes, but my only issue is his bugaboo coming into this year was that he never beat the good teams. And you can't say... he threw to Calvin Johnson, was a first ballot Hall of Famer. Despite the Lions not winning anything, people looked at his numbers and took him, right? They took him for face value, right? It didn't stop Calvin Johnson, all right? So you can't use that the Lions as an excuse or that Matthew Stafford hasn't beaten the good teams. He's on a great team now, and it's scary if you're a Rams fan that the teams that they've lost to, that he doesn't beat those teams except he beat Tampa Bay early in the season. As the year's gone on, it's gotten worse. And I'm telling you, if he has a bad day in Green Bay, I'll be the first one to sound the alarm for the Rams.
Okay,
because
enough,
they've given
enough.
Away the future. And if they don't get to a Super Bowl and win it, it will be a failure with Matthew Stafford.
Okay, and what if Matt Stafford delivers against the Packers and has a good game? Then what? Will you be proclaiming he's the MVP favorite?
Well, then that would definitely settle and make people feel better about where he is.
I don't think anybody feels bad about two games, Rob. We're looking at an NFL season where the Cowboys have lost three of four. The Kansas City Chiefs for a month couldn't stop a nosebleed. They were terrible. Like, no team has been consistent. The only consistent in this league this year has been everybody's been up and down. Buffalo lost two of three. They lost to Jacksonville. Do you want to say Josh Allen is trash and the Bills are garbage? Like, you can't overreact to a couple of games for Matt Stafford that have been bad.
Given his history, you can overreact.
But that's with a different coach and a different franchise.
But they thought when he came here, it was going to be he would be the Messiah.
They're 7-3. All,
you know? Do you know how many? You know how many people, NFL guys, had him winning the MVP?
I have money on Matt Stafford to win the MVP and the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
That's money that your kids won't have to be spent for Christmas. Yeah,
that's true.
That's
it could be.
Money.
And guess what? If Matt Stafford gets the rail, I think I got him at plus 900 to win the Super Bowl. Guess what? Then my kids will take a first-class trip to Hawaii, okay, as soon as the football season's over, if the Rams win the Super Bowl.
Tell your kids not to pack, okay? I'm just going to tell you
Listen,
that.
They're 7-3, and you want to act like they're in deep trouble. And Matt
They've
Stafford's
lost two in a row to two good teams. Don't you get that?
They were
7-1. Stop it, Jason.
Why does the sky have to be falling over two losses? Why? Why can't it just be, man, Stafford, he had two bad games. You know what? The other seven games where he was great, I didn't overreact to those, so I'm not going to overreact to two? So anyways, have you seen what's going on with the line movement in Green Bay this week? The Packers opened as favorites at home against the Rams, and now the Rams are favored. And a lot of it has to do with, and I can't wait for the excuses, well, the Packers didn't have their two best offensive linemen, and Aaron Rodgers is toe, and no Jair Alexander. So it's just weird, Rob. I already know the excuses you're going to make when the Rams and Stafford win that.
I don't make excuses.
Oh my God.
I don't make excuses. I've already seen the Packers win games, and even the game that they lost without their four best defensive players in Minnesota, Aaron Rodgers gave them a chance.
Yes.
If it wasn't for a drop of an interception.
Agreed.
Right? I mean, they would have won that game.
I don't think
Aaron Rodgers
arguing.
Had almost 400 yards and four touchdowns in a game where they shouldn't have even been able to compete without
their four best
players. Aaron
Rodgers is
the
second greatest quarterback in the history of
football. So I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses. They lost.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is historically great. The guy is a legend. Okay? He's going to win games by himself. There's two guys in the league who can do that. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Matt Stafford is not in that class. Nobody's in that class. Unless I'm missing somebody. Who's up there with them? Nobody. Well, you want to put Jalen Hurts in there because he's had a couple good games?
Stop.
You want to put Derek Carr in there because he was great in Dallas? Like, I don't know what we're doing here. Who's the third best quarterback in the NFL this season, Rob? Who you got? If we want to say Rodgers and Brady are 1 and 2 in whatever order.
Kyler Murray before he got
hurt. Get the hell out of here.
Colt
McCoy
well.
Just came in and beat San Fran and beat Seattle. So, if Kyler Murray, really?
I said before he got hurt, yes, they were playing at a great clip, and he was beating a lot of good teams. The Cardinals were on their way. Don't forget, he beat me.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Matt Stafford, go look at the numbers in that game where Kyler Murray came into L.A. and beat Stafford on his home field. Go look at that game and tell me who was better that day.
Yeah, I had money on Arizona that day. Kyler Murray was amazing. I like
all
Kyler
right.
Murray. I'm a
okay,
big
Okay, now all of a sudden
Arizona
you back
fan.
Down when I gave you an example.
No, he had two touchdowns that day, but that game's not on Matt Stafford. The Arizona Cardinals scored 37 points because the Rams defense got shredded. gave up 465 yards. I thought they're one of the best defenses in the league.
No,
no, not the Rams. No, the Rams are great because Matt Stafford was awesome and an MVP candidate, getting them to a 7-1 start. Nobody's backing that Rams defense.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The board is lighting up. We got a great guest coming in right now. His name is Dr. David Chow, ex-NFL team doctor, sports medical analyst. You can find him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. Dr. Chow, how are you this morning?
Welcome. Should I break up that fight there?
No, don't. That's fun. That's just fun. Listen, hey, we need your assistance here because there are some real bad NFL injuries. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers and his, I don't know, COVID toe, his fractured toe. He's holding his toe up at press conferences. Can you help us make sense, Dr. Chow, of what's going on with Aaron Rodgers' toe?
It's not COVID toe. He's referring to COVID toe as it he got it when he was in COVID quarantine because he had to work out at his home and he kicked a punching bag or something, and he broke his fifth pinky toe. It's a fractured toe. Aaron Rodgers even admitted he didn't even know what COVID toe was. He was just making a joke on Pat McAfee. And then we had all these COVID toe articles that people were calling me about COVID toe. Look, it's a pinky finger, a pinky toe. It's on his left foot. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, he's going to be limited in practice, et cetera. But if it hurts that bad during the game, they're just going to numb it up and go. It's not that big of a deal. If you look at his last game, he played very well. And Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't need that much practice to play well. So I'm not worried about this pinky toe injury at all. But the funny thing is, to compare it to a turf toe, not even close, right? And maybe there's a fracture here, but the big toe is really what you need to play with and push off. That's what hobbles you. The pinky toe will be essentially non-factor. I guess if his left tackle, a new left tackle now, steps on it again like he did last game, it's going to hurt him. But, you know, it's pain. It's not going to be anything significant, in my opinion.
All right. Hey, Doc, after the game last night, Dallas Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy said it was pretty obvious that Ezekiel Elliott's knee was bothering him. What is the issue that Zeke is working through, and how concerned should the Cowboys be moving forward with this knee?
Well, I think, you know, having Tony Pollard lessens the concern, but he's going to play through. Look, at week 12 now, 85% is probably a good week for any player in the NFL. Yes, it's been lingering for a little bit, a knee contusion injury. It's a main matter of pain and swelling. No, he's not 100%. But I think he's going to continue to play through. I don't think he's going to miss any games.
Dr. Chow, I want to quickly look at one of my favorite teams in the NFL, the New York Jets. I know nobody cares, but I got to ask you, this Zach Wilson stuff, a lot of the New York media, I feel like they're trying to sell newspapers, pushing Mike White and then Joe Flacco and all this controversy. There's nothing there, right? Zach Wilson appears to be 100% for the Jets coming back this week in kind of a big spot. You don't want to get embarrassed again. They've had a bad streak here. You're playing the Houston Texans. Do you, from everything you can glean, is Zach Wilson 100% to go for the Jets?
Close to 100%. He's certainly good enough to play. I think he was good enough to play a week or 2 weeks ago. When it first happened in game, we do this video analysis and said he had a PCL and it's a 2 to 4 week, 2 to 4 week injury. But we lean towards the 4 weeks or more because he's a young quarterback. He's not Aaron Rodgers who could not practice all week and come in and go lights out. He's got to practice and he's got to be closer to 100%, especially with that Jets team. Now he's finally close to that, but really not a ton of other choice with, you know, Flacco out and COVID and what have you. But, you know, I don't know that Zach's 100%, but I put him in the 90s, so I think he should be good to go.
All right, Justin Fields didn't play yesterday in the game against the Lions for the Bears. If Coach Matt Nagy decides that he's going to bench Andy Dalton, should we expect to see Fields return to the field next week?
How about this for the irony of all ironies? Justin Fields' most memorable moment was in the Sugar Bowl with Ohio State when he got rocked and broke ribs, went into the medical tent, took an injection, came back, and was Superman hero and led Ohio State to victory. Here, he left the game, and some of it may be coaching decision slash we want him 100% and preserve him for the future. He didn't even take a big shot. Now, there's some non-displaced, maybe fractures on MRI. Rib blocks could take care of that. This Andy Dalton start might have been Matt Nagy preference and or short week syndrome with the Chicago Bears. So I think Fields can be an option for the following week if Matt Nagy wants to use him.
Especially since Nagy needed to win a game, right? I mean, he probably was trying to save his job because of all the reports out there.
Dr. Chow, let me just – Matt Stafford is a very contentious name on this show. Oh, Rob obviously does not like him. I need to ask.
Why because I don't think somebody's good, you think I don't like him? It's not personal.
You bag on him. He's had two awful games in a row. But, Dr. Chow, has he been healthy? He's missed some practice, I believe. He's not 100%. Now they are coming off the bye week. This is a pressure-filled week for Matt Stafford. What do you have on his injury?
Well, Matt Stafford is as tough as they come. He's never really come out of games. Remember the back fracture that he played through that, quote, no one knew about? The thumb injuries, the hand stuff. He's always played through stuff, and he's tough as he comes. But before Rams fans start saying Matt Stafford isn't the answer, do you want to go back to Jared Goff? Remember, that was
the guy who took you to the Super Bowl and had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL? Doc, I have to respectfully push back on that. That you're propping up Matthew Stafford, who's never won a playoff game, never won a division title, and you're taking a shot at Jared Goff, who got to the Super Bowl? Come on, Doc.
No, I'm not taking a shot at Jared Goff at all. I'm just or supporting Matt Stafford. I'm just giving you the comparison. You got to remember, in the playoffs last season, Jared Goff had a thumb issue where he could play and start, and the Rams themselves chose to start John Wolford in that game. John Wolford got injured in the first quarter, and Jared Goff came in and played 3.5 quarters. But the reason why we knew he was healthy to play is Blake Bortles was not listed as the third quarterback that day. No team goes into a game with 1.5 healthy quarterbacks. That meant to me they knew Jared Goff was healthy enough to play, yet they started John Wolford. And then obviously they traded Jared Goff. So the Rams told you what they think of Jared Goff, not me.
Yeah, they don't buy him. Now, but on Stafford, though, I know he's a tough guy. This ankle injury, foot, I'm not exactly sure how bad it is, but where are you on that, Doc?
It's only bad when he loses. Otherwise, he's great. Right.
Like I said, 85% is a good week. He's at least 85%. His health should not be a major concern in terms of Matthew Stafford.
All right, I want to ask you, Saints fans were questioning how Taysom Hill was healthy enough to be active last night, but not healthy enough to play over Trevor Siemian. Tell us about Hill's health right now and what it could mean for the Saints quarterback situation moving forward.
I mean, that's an interesting issue there. They just signed him to the big contract, and he couldn't play quarterback, but what, he could do fullback and tight end duties? I mean,
it doesn't make sense.
It seems like it should be the opposite. There's more to the story there. I don't know what it is right now, but you know that's sort of the big question mark. But when things don't make sense to us in the outside world, they do from the inside. We'll eventually find out, as you guys know. But that doesn't make sense right now.
Go ahead.
I watched that Buffalo Bills game last night, and they kind of glossed over the Tre'Davious White injury. It looked like a non-contact. His knee kind of had this weird buckle. He was on the ground. You could tell from the look on his face that it might have been serious. Do you have anything on the Tre'Davious White injury? Because, you know, he's an all-pro. That feels like it could have Super Bowl ramifications for the Bills.
No question. At profootballdoc.com, in-game we posted on my Twitter timeline. And look, it's just video analysis, and I studied video for 17 years while I was in the NFL of injuries when I knew what the injury was. But in this case, it's going to be, unfortunately, an ACL tear, ACL and MCL, and he's going to be out for the season. Now, remember, this is video analysis, insider knowledge, not insider information.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The Bills have said nothing. Sean McDermott says, we'll tell you on Tuesday, but count on they're having to go the rest of the way without Tre'Davious White, which is a big deal.
Hey, Doc, real quick, about 30 seconds, last thing of baseball. Fernando Tatis Jr. was hurt 3 times with the shoulder last year. He's decided not to have the surgery. Do you think the Padres and Tatis made the right decision to go without surgery and just letting it heal in the offseason?
I have not examined him. He's my son's favorite player. I'm in San Diego. I'm rooting for the guy. But I
he's
think
a great player. He's a great player.
I think he's making the wrong decision. I think the Padres want him to have the surgery. Look, if he would have played the 25, 29 extra games, he'd be the MVP. Look, it came out five times last season in five different ways. It's only a matter of time before it comes out again this next season. Rehab hasn't fixed it before. Rehab isn't going to fix the labral tear. He's an amazing athlete. He's a matrix. He changed his swing mid-season and still hit 42 home runs. But he can be even better. I think he's making a silly mistake. But once again, I haven't examined him. If I had the ability to talk to him, I'd say, Fernando, you want to play shortstop? You love shortstop. You don't want to be in the outfield, right? Get the surgery. You like that harness? No. You want to take it off? Get the surgery. I mean, you're 23 years old. I mean, you're not indestructible, but, you know, 23-year-olds sometimes think they are.
He is Dr. David Chow, ex-NFL team doctor, sports medical analyst. You can find him on Twitter at ProFootballDoc. Hey, great stuff, Dr. Chow. Thanks a lot. Hope you had a great
Thanksgiving.
Appreciate
it. Have a great day.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right, coming up next here on The Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hour number three here on the Dan Patrick Show. What's up, ladies and germs? It's me, Jason McIntyre, joined by Rob Parker, the esteemed Detroit legend. We are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Hope everybody had an outstanding food-filled Thanksgiving. The holiday season is in full swing. I don't know about you, Rob, but I love me some Christmas music. And I do love how the bumper music through from here until Christmas is going to be Christmas music. You got a favorite Christmas tune you want to drop on the audience right now?
You know what's so funny is I'm big into Christmas music, and I do listen to it on Sirius during the holiday season. But my favorite Christmas song never actually mentions Christmas in it. It's only played during the holiday season. Isn't that weird? It doesn't mention anything. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, that's old school.
Is that the Dean Martin version?
Dean Martin, yes. I have that downloaded.
That's a great song. Yeah. And it's only played because it's talking about the elements of the winter, but it doesn't mention the holiday. It has nothing to do with Christmas, but it's a great song.
Yeah.
If you've never heard it, Baby, It's Cold Outside. I'm sure a lot of people have sang it, but the Dean Martin version, I love that song.
Solid, no doubt. The one that I've gotten into, gosh, I keep it 100 with you guys. I'm not afraid to admit anything. This is a national radio show with massive reach. I do the same on my podcast. It's why it's successful. I like the Kelly Clarkson song, the Kelly Clarkson Christmas song. My daughter did some figure skating for like 5 minutes. Until my wife and I were like, listen, this is too much work for us driving to arenas. It's freezing. And that
look at that. You're not going to take let your daughter have her dream because you're inconvenienced.
She had fun with it. But, Rob, you know how it is. Well, I don't know if you know how it is with the kids. But, like, I can't drive 2 hours to an ice skating performance and then she performs for 5 minutes and we got to turn around and drive back. Like, that's just that's not my deal. Basketball, I'll drive you anywhere. Soccer, deal. Gymnastics, we'll see. But the Kelly Clarkson Christmas song. Can you give me the name of it, Ryan? You know the one.
You don't even know the name of it.
I'm drawing a blank because I'm thinking about all my Dak Prescott debate that we're going to have here in a second. Ryan, can you hook me up with the Kelly Clarkson? Underneath the Tree. Thank you. That song will put a smile on your face. I will be jumping and dancing in the car, and now I'm embarrassed. All right, Rob Parker.
I do want you to look at, real quick, I sent you and Ryan, our producer, a text.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the picture? Can you just look at it real quick before
this
we get into the Cowboys?
This better not be a not safe for work image.
No, of course. I'm not doing
it. Yes, that's funny. When you think it's Black Friday, but it's actually people returning their Cowboys jerseys.
It's a long line outside this building, and that's what it was.
That's funny.
After the Cowboys lost at home to the Raiders.
I don't know. Okay. Listen, you know me. I'm a gambler. Sports gambling is what I do for Fox Sports. Gambling's no different than the stock market, right? This is a great buy low opportunity on the Cowboys. Everybody's selling Dallas. Oh, they stink. Their defense is a joke. Anthony Brown is the worst quarterback in the league. Four flags. I just want to remind people, when you can get a value stock such as the Dallas Cowboys off losing, I think, 3 or 4, you got to grab it. Okay? They did not have Randy Gregory. They did not have DeMarcus Lawrence, their best two pass rushers. Derek Carr was wearing a tuxedo in the pocket. The cornerbacks will be better once you get a pass rush. And when those guys come back and the receivers, C.D. Lamb comes back, Amari Cooper, hopefully he got the vax, maybe even he got the booster. I think the Cowboys are going to be fine. Rob, I still think this is one of the top three teams in the NFC. I'm not selling their stock after a home loss to the Raiders, which was a bad loss.
I don't even understand, given their history, given the coach that they have, given the undiscipline with the penalties, given all the bad stuff, they've lost 3 out of 4. They lost a terrible game to Denver at home. They lose to a Raiders team going nowhere fast. 3 losses in a row, have all kind of turmoil. They can't win that game. They haven't been to the NFC Championship game since 1996. Ever since Jerry Jones took over the franchise and turned it into a mom-and-pop store, they've won nothing. They've won nothing. And people keep propping up the Dallas Cowboys as if they're not one of the best teams, the top three teams in the NFC. They're in a terrible division. They've gotten fat off of beating those teams. And when it mattered most, right after a 6-1 start, they had a schedule that easily a good team would have won 3 out of 4, maybe would have lost to Kansas City. And Kansas City had been scuffling going into that game, barely beating Jordan Love and the Packers, barely beating the Giants by 3 points, a bad Giants team. And yet they got steamrolled, were never in that game in Kansas City. They beat up, even though they scored 33 points at home, they still lost. And people are still trying to convince you that the Dallas Cowboys have something going. Count me out, Jason McIntyre. I'm not buying the Cowboys, not buying that Dak Prescott was ever in the running for MVP, not buying the phony numbers against and the big numbers against the bad teams. I'm not buying any of that.
Okay.
The Cowboys are who we thought they were, which is they will be on the outside looking in when it comes to when the big boys show up for the postseason.
Okay, Rob, that's all fair. I'm not going to bother argue the history lesson. Thank you for that, by the way. The Dallas Cowboys historically have stunk. All that being said, toss it out the window. It's irrelevant. Dak wasn't on those teams in the early 2000s, okay? Mike McCarthy wasn't the coach. They didn't have Zeke and CeeDee Lamb. Let's look at this season, and what do the numbers tell you? The numbers don't lie, okay? Humans lie a lot. Players lie. Coaches lie. The numbers don't lie. And Dallas right now is the fourth most efficient team in the NFL currently. They rank 8th in offensive efficiency, 4th in defense. Why are they 4th in defense? Well, like you said, they beat up a lot of bad teams and their defense showed well. Okay? That being said, the defense isn't even healthy. If we're going to give, Rob, the Green Bay Packers a pass because they don't have Jair Alexander, and the edge rushers, we got to give Dallas a little bit of a pass. They haven't had DeMarcus Lawrence, their best defender. They haven't had Randy Gregory. Since he's gone out, the pass rush has been non-existent. This week, they did not have CeeDee Lamb, who's emerging as one of the 10 best receivers in the
were
league.
Were they favorites?
They
in
did
the,
not have. They
game?
Were favorites. They did not have Amari Cooper. Right. So if you, I think the common, obvious, you know, look is, oh, Dallas lost the game. They stink. They're terrible. I'm looking at it as a gambler. Oh man, this is a good buy low opportunity. Give me some Cowboys if their odds changed to win the NFC East, to win the Super Bowl. I know Philly's coming. I know Washington's not dead yet. But Dallas is still a big flashing buy, folks. The reality is this team's going to be there, maybe in the NFC Championship game.
They're trending downward. Three losses in the last four games. I think people got crazy. Even when they beat the Falcons 43-3, that terrible franchise, people were ranting and raving about the Cowboys. That's what they were ranting and raving about. And instead, it's been bad since then. That Chiefs game, 9 points. That was another stinker. The Raiders, of course, another. That team, a bad team, should have beaten them up, even with all the missing pieces and parts. They still were in that game. They still scored 33 points. And those are the things you got to look at. It's the trends of now. You can't tell me about September and October games. We're in December almost. And you're talking about games they won in the first 2 months of the season? No. I want to talk about where they are now going forward.
Right. Well, where they
and
are
that,
now.
That's the problem I have is that they're trending downward. You could go ahead and say it's a great buy gambling-wise and pile up, and you'll be stuck holding the bag like everybody else has the last 25 years when it comes to the Cowboys.
Why have they lost three or four? Well, they didn't have Tyron Smith against Denver and the Chiefs. He's one of the best left tackles in the league.
Injuries are part of the NFL.
What about the last 2 weeks?
Come on, you can't do that every week.
Look at that offense in the second half.
You can do that every week.
Against Kansas City without their top two receivers. You could go ahead and take almost any team in the league outside of Brady and Rodgers, take away their top two receivers, and they're going to sputter, and they're going to stink.
Were they top two receivers out against the Broncos?
No, against the Broncos, they did not have Tyron Smith, and it was clearly a massive letdown after the win against Cooper Rush. I'm not excusing the loss. That's a bad loss. You shouldn't lose to Teddy Two Gloves. You should not lose to Teddy Covers, Teddy Bridgewater. They were down 30-0 after like 50 minutes. That's a gutless performance. It looked terrible. You could tell they were feeling themselves after winning with Cooper Rush in Minnesota, okay? And Dak probably wasn't 100%, but whatever. You move on from that game. Rob, I don't know if it's maybe I'm getting the fumes from the California Kush that everybody smokes out here, but maybe I'm getting a little zen. One of my new mantras in life, and I suggest taking this on for 2022, it's helped me immensely. Never get too high, never get too low. In life, in sports, I didn't get too high when Dallas won 43-3 against the Falcons.
All right, you
didn't, but there were
a lot of people who went crazy.
I'm not going to get too low because they choked against the Raiders as favorites on Thanksgiving at home and lose in overtime without, I don't know, three of their top seven players. I'm not going to get too low. I'm going to look holistically at this team and say, man, this is a good buying opportunity when they had so many injuries. Yeah, give me some more Dallas. Just as I did when Aaron Rodgers was out and that defense fought hard. Green Bay, by the way, in Kansas City. I mean, they were in that game, right, Robin, in the fourth quarter with Jordan Love, who I don't know if he's ready to coach a quarterback a college football team. That's how bad he looked. I thought Green Bay was a buy. I'm telling you right now, Rob, you asked me who are the best teams in the NFC. I think Tampa is up there. I think Green Bay, once they get healthy on defense, is going to be very dangerous if they can get their left tackle situation figured out. I like the Rams with Matt Stafford, and I like the Dallas Cowboys. Those, for me, are the four clear-cut best teams. And I know I didn't mention Arizona, and a lot of people are going to be upset.
Arizona has 9 wins, and you're putting the Cowboys ahead of them, which makes no sense to me. I mean, yeah. I think it's total disrespect, and I don't understand why you don't have Arizona in your top four. I'd have Dallas in the top seven or whatever, but I don't have them ahead of Arizona with the most wins. They went into L.A. They beat up the Rams in a big game. They did lose to Green Bay at home. That was a bad loss. They've battled their own injuries. They've gone and beaten teams without Hopkins. and without Kyler Murray, that they didn't use those excuses because they're a good team.
Yeah.
Go look at those games that they won that they had no business winning without their quarterback and top receiver. But you sit around and make excuses that the Cowboys have lost because they're missing people. The NFL, you miss people. People get hurt. Players get hurt all the time. You know what? The next guy has to get it together.
Yeah. So here's the thing about Arizona. If you guys listen to my podcast, Straight Fire, you know I've loved Arizona. I picked them to make the playoffs. Go ahead and look up all the pundits back in August. Almost nobody had Arizona in the playoffs. I like this team a lot. I've got a good connection with the organization. And I've liked Arizona a lot this season. I bet on them and won a lot of money. That being said, my concern, Rob, is Kyler Murray. We've now seen two straight seasons where he's a small quarterback and he's broken down. And when he's hurt, they are far from a good football team. I don't think Colt McCoy can go win in the playoffs. I like the idea of sitting Kyler. He'll now have had a full month with that high ankle sprain to be out. A full month. Okay? My problem is if he's not 100%, there's no way this team's doing any damage in the playoffs. And I also question, against good teams, can the defense get it done? We know the offense, if Kyler's healthy, is going to be there. But Rob, this is a defense that got dump trucked at home by PJ Walker and Cam Newton a couple weeks ago. We talk about bad losses. They got destroyed. They got curb stomped at home by Carolina. And it wasn't, I know the offense was bad, but the defense couldn't stop them. That's what makes me nervous. The Arizona defense and Kyler Murray's health. Those are two massive red flags for the Cardinals heading into the playoffs.
But somehow they've won 9 games, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it.
Playing in the toughest division in football.
I mean, you got to give them credit for where they are and what they've been able to do. And I think Arizona, obviously you got to have your quarterback healthy long term, but they've been able to manage and get through this, and it's been pretty amazing where they are. And even in that game that they lost to Green Bay, if you remember, they lost 24-21, and Murray had the interception in the end zone, right? You remember they were marching.
Murray had the interception, or A.J. Green didn't know what the hell he was doing and didn't turn around.
Still was an interception on Murray's record, right? Yes or no? It counts.
It counts for Murray, but I don't think that was his fault.
Okay,
I mean,
but
if you're
still,
A.J. Green,
counts, all
you're
I'm
not
saying.
Blocking on that play right there. You're not blocking like it's
all
a
I'm
running play.
All I'm saying is they had a chance to win that game as well. So I take a look at what they've been able to do. It's been pretty incredible.
Who do you trust more in the playoffs, Matt Stafford or Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray. I've seen Matthew Stafford. I've seen, and I'm not buying into him until he proves to me that he can win a big game.
Okay.
And if they lose in the first round, I want you to have me on your podcast, Straight Fire. Well, I'll dump water on your Straight Fire podcast.
Okay. Who do you trust more as a coach, Cliff Kingsbury or McVay?
Well, McVay got undressed by Bill Belichick and couldn't make any adjustments. You
that
remember
was in the Super Bowl?
No,
against the greatest
coach it was
in
the Super Bowl, and they came into the Super Bowl averaging 33.6 points a game, and they scored a grand total of 3.
Okay, wait.
And he was undressed, and the only 3 points came on an 89-yard field goal.
Wait.
That's how bad he got undressed.
So are you taking Cliff Kingsbury over
Sean McVay? I'm not saying that, but before
so who you
you're
got?
Ready to...
Who you got?
Well, before you're
Come
ready
on.
To hoist up...
Don't sit on the fence.
No, I'm not. I don't sit on the fence.
Okay,
you know
so who you got? Me. Kingsbury or McVay? Who you trust
well,
more?
Well, I'll take McVay because he got there, all but right. I'm just saying don't try to act like he's done something or he's the greatest coach since sliced bread. That's
I just want to remind some people of the stuff Kingsbury pulled last year in the second half of the season. He was the biggest liability outside of Kyler Murray's health. So I know we're going in on Arizona, and we should have been let you go in on Dallas. But do you have a final word on Dak Prescott, Rob?
Yeah, I just think that as time goes on, there's still more to prove. And I think some people tried to push him in the top tier. I think even you agree he's not in the top tier quarterback. He's not.
Wait, so if there's 32 teams in the NFL, what would the top tier be?
The top tier would be Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
He's not in that group. And that's
an elite,
small group. Well, that's
top,
the top tier.
No, time out. Okay, the top tier, you
he's
can't
not
be
in
just
that
the top
tier.
Three. So, but wait a
no,
minute.
No, but
come
that's
on.
The
those
top
are, those
tier.
Those are three of the
he's
greatest quarterbacks
He's not in that
ever.
Group, but I think people, when they look at some of his numbers, think that he ranks up there.
Nobody
and it's
would
just
put
not
Dak Prescott in the same class as those three guys. But you don't have Aaron Rodgers in that group?
I said Aaron Rodgers. I said Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Those are
consider those are the top three. Tier. So yeah, then, fine. What's the next tier? You got to have Dak in there. Lamar?
Well, Lamar should be in there.
Stafford?
Obviously. I have to take a look at all my
Kirk Cousins
numbers.
And again, listen, I'm not a Kirk Cousins guy, but Rob, it's undeniable. Kirk Cousins has been great this year. I'm just telling you right now, if they beat San Fran, and I don't really have a good read on that.
What is their record?
I think they're 5-5.
5-6 or 5-5?
Yeah. Listen, maybe it's 6-5. I don't know. But bottom line, if they beat San Fran, they will firmly be in the playoff mix. I don't know about that. The line has had some wonky movement. It was 2.5 San Fran. Now it's 3.5 or trending toward 3.5. So somebody knows something about the Vikings. They had that defensive lineman with that sketchy moment on social media. It sounds like he's having a mental health thing. He doesn't sound like he's going to play. But if Kirk Cousins wins that game, and I know you're not going to want to hear this, but we need to readjust the MVP discussion and include Kirk Cousins, who is having an unbelievable season as a quarterback.
Kirk Cousins will not win the MVP with a 500 record.
He's not 500. If he gets to 10-7, can he win the MVP?
Yeah, I'd have to see it to believe it. I don't believe that that would be the case. Not yet.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.